USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Boeing's Starliner spacecraft is back on the ground safely after a parachute landing in the New Mexico desert this morning.
An historic landing in White Sands, New Mexico concludes the first flight test of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft, the first time an American-made, human-rated capsule has landed on land.
That is heard on NASA TV. Meanwhile, Boeing officials are still looking into the software issue, which caused the unmanned craft to miss the orbit required to dock with the International Space Station, as it was supposed to do. Las Vegas fire officials confirmed 6 people are dead and over a dozen others injured after a fire broke out in an apartment building early yesterday morning. Firefighters say it appears to have been accidental in nature. The building reportedly had no heat and many residents were using stoves and heaters to stay warm. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump arrived in Florida last evening to spend the holidays at his Mar-a-Lago resort, and shortly after getting there, he spoke at Turning Point USA's Student Action Summit with this advice to those in attendance.
Our nation badly needs more young people like those here tonight to study up, work hard, and then go into government, go into journalism, go into media, go into teaching, and yes, go into academia. And retake these institutions, rebuild our culture, and take back our country.
Before leaving Washington, the president signed a $1.4 trillion spending bill to keep the government running through September 2020. It was hammered out by Congress this past week before lawmakers left for their holiday break. Chicago police questioning a pair of suspects now after a shooting that left 13 people wounded at a house party in the city's south side yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A legendary NASCAR driver who went on to become an owner has passed away. Moonshine bootlegger turned racing star Junior Johnson ran in 313 races and won 50 of them, putting him 12th on the list for wins, his career spanning from 1953 to 1966. Johnson died in hospice care Saturday at the age of 88. He was the winningest driver to never claim a championship. As a driver, he once said,
"You win a championship and it's just a name. Winning all the races you could win was more important because one race paid more than the whole championship did back then, basically."
But Johnson was part of 6 titles as a NASCAR owner, 3 with Cal Yarborough and 3 more with Darrell Waltrip. He was inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2010. And people are reacting to Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker in its hot opening weekend. The final episode of the Skywalker saga getting mixed reviews so far, though. Rotten Tomatoes showing a 57% approval rating among critics. Fans seem to like it more with an 86% audience approval rating. Deadline reports the movie's earned over $190 million in its opening weekend. It makes it the 3rd best December opening ever for a movie, but slightly below the $200 million many industry insiders had been expecting. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.